I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A factory collapsed in Pakistan last week, killing more than 50 people and trapping at least 100 more. It's quite a tragedy, but in the middle of it lies another serious issue. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says 40% of that workforce were kids. It's a pattern seen across the country where groups like children and Christians are viewed as disposable and given the most dangerous jobs. Allen says this injustice is what Christians should be most concerned about.
It's not the reality of the news. What is good or bad is my response to the news. Will I let this jolt me out of my comfort zone to do something about children, women, the unsaved, that maybe I don't see them right in front of me?
Would you keep on praying for the victims? Stay tuned for other details on ways you can help. And what if you could save those kids in just 10 days? In Rwanda, Living Water International is helping to save hundreds, both physically and spiritually, through their 10 Days campaign, which is providing water. Henry Progler of LWI.
If we just give up something as simple as coffee, we could literally provide a family with clean water. Christ doesn't just call us to be with him on Wednesdays or Sundays, but he wants our whole life. And I think that includes what we spend money on.
LWI is asking college students to pledge what they save on drinks toward building wells.
We know this year that there's over 1,000 students that are doing the 10 days at 17 schools around the U.S.
The campaign's almost done, but there's still time for you to help out, so go to missionnews.org for details. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. It's a comprehensive tool on godly responses to the questions at large. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.